Let's spend it on tech. Agent Derek Meister, Geek of the Geek Squad, checks in this morning. Derek, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill.
Follow Derek on Twitter at Agent3012. Posted an interesting piece about, as a parent, different ages and things as far as tech. And a good story, especially with Fitbits. Many of these people are, so many people are wearing Fitbits now and that sort of thing. So let's talk about this. Some modern parents may wonder when it is appropriate to introduce certain types of tech to your kids, or in some cases, Derek, the kid has to introduce the tech to the parent, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Smartwatches are very popular, though, right? Is that a good place to start for most kids?
Yeah, it is one of those things where the smartwatches it covers just such a range of devices out there. A lot of the fitness devices have evolved where they do have screens on them, so they are considered smartwatches. And it is really a great little thing that you can actually use for your kids as well, just as you do yourself. So not only do these watches for young children exist, they actually could be a really smart choice for helping to keep that kid active and on task. These devices are designed to fit those smaller wrists. They kind of put up with the kind of use and abuse kids put them through. They're waterproof, have the protective covers, and they're a little bit more simplified and easier to use versions of the smartwatches, the teens and adults can use. Again, to have that impact in keeping your kids active in a fun, kid-compatible way.
And look, with summertime coming up, if maybe you have to encourage your kid to get out sometime, and this is a way for tech to kind of do that. And you priced some of these watches. There's one for as low as $49.95 and still has great quality, right?
Yeah, a lot of people are familiar with the Fitbit brand name as one of the makers of activity trackers for adults. They do have a version for kids, the Fitbit Ace 3. You can find this watch and fitness tracker in a variety of kid-friendly colors, durable and waterproof, even features a rechargeable battery that'll last more than a week. So it's the kind of thing that you can kind of put on your kid and forget. Now, kids not only can see the time, but they can get little virtual badges the more active they are. It does connect directly to the parent's app on their phone.
Okay.
It is just Bluetooth compatible. So parents can track how much activity, steps, various other the typical stuff that you do see for activity trackers in the compatible app. But you can also see things where both the kids and parents can actually then challenge each other in activity competition. You can even send little messages and cheers across compatible devices on the app.
Oh, fun. Like biking. If you got a biking family, nice way. Now, that's Fitbit. Garmin's got one, too, you're telling me?
Yeah, absolutely. Garmin, the famous GPS maker who has a whole range of athletic apps for the more serious and not so serious activities. They have a protected waterproof device. This one comes with a replaceable watch battery, so you give it it gets a full year of use out of that single battery. So that's kind of nice for people who don't want to have to keep recharging it. Again, it comes in a variety of kid-friendly colors. Has a large, easy-to-read display, again, same thing where it does connect to the parent's app. It does include some interesting additional activity information, so not just things like steps and calories and that sort of thing. Also does things like estimated sleep, distance during play. Really good if your kids are into, the kids sports like soccer. It'll help with that. Other neat thing about it is that you can even use the app to assign tasks to your kids, like chores, and schedule.
There you go.
And kind of encourage that activity.
There you go. Now you caught our attention. All right. Agent Derek Meister, Geek of the Geek Squad. Good tips on some smartwatches for your kids to pick out. Find out more. Follow him on Twitter, Agent3012. Thanks, Derek.
Thank you.